Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
Hello, sir. How are you? Shaking his head.
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I hope the sort of relaxed atmosphere that we kind of put over here is rubbing off on you.
It's always a relaxed atmosphere here.
Well, you see,
that's why I come down.
You're beautiful. Not just for the cheap stuff in the green room.
Not just for the shots and whatever else.
Although they help, don't they?
They do.
Did they kind of just smooth the...
moistened my throat incredibly.
Beautifully.
Thank you.
For dry January as well, moist is the word.
Dry what?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what it means either. Try January, I think, is what it's called.
Continue as normal, generally.
Try having a drink, mate, in January. I think that's what it's called. Lovely to see you, Mike, from Rise of the Ziggers. Rise of the Ziggurat, I should say, if people aren't aware. We have been in touch, I would say, at least for 10 years.
I would think so,
Is that an overestimated thingy?
No, I would think it would be about 10 years now, yeah, definitely.
I didn't bring them all in because I know every time I do that and you're like, oh, Pete, I haven't seen that in a long time. But I've got a lovely little stash of Rise of the Ziggurat CDs. You've always been so good at handing things over.
Yeah, I've still got a lot in boxes underneath the bed, though, that need going. So if anyone wants any, please let me know and you can have them.
But seriously, when you gig, do you take them with you?
I take them with me, display them on a shelf, and nobody cares, and they leave, and they come back with me home again.
But you have them?
I have them.
Do you plug them?
I'm not very good at that.
Yeah.
No.
I've gotcha.
Yeah.
We are the worst at selling ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah.
I do say that in the royal way, but, you know, it doesn't come naturally.
No, it depends. I've had gigs before where, you know, people have approached me after, and do you have anything? But that seems to have gone down the more that streaming has taken over.
Oh, okay.
Just in my personal experience, you know.
Yeah. I'm the worst streamer. I don't do it.
Oh.
I genuinely don't do it. You've seen me today with this
phenomenal
technology.
Was incredible.
It's like Prod Rock has hit the ground running. We are so...
I got
triple keyboards going here. It's ridiculous. I got my long cape and my big pointy hat. If only you guys could see me, you'd get me mixed up with something not very savoury. And you'd be wrong. You would. A white wizard in waiting. So Rise of the Ziggurat, what is going on in your world?
Well, slowly putting some songs together to put into an album.
Yes.
Rehearsing with lots of different people to hopefully play it live at some point.
Is this,
all those sort of things.
Because whenever, obviously when you've been in, it's been just you, I think.
Yeah, just me and acoustic.
And we do the acoustic. So getting that Rise of the Ziggurat sound on stage, is that a tricky...
It will be, yeah. But I'm slowly working on it. It's going to start off with just me and a backing track and electric guitar.
Okay.
But then I've been speaking to a friend of mine who does vocals.
And who's that friend?
My friend Lou, who we went in the studio on Saturday, actually, and it was absolutely brilliant.
Wow, that is so good. I'm waving frantically. We're live on air, but do you want to just open the door?
I can do, if my cord stretches far enough.
Oh, that is true. He's corded up. I'm guessing this could be Forbes Coleman. Are you Forbes Coleman, sir?
I am.
You see? He's in the house, folks. I told you. And he's so early. It's gorgeous. I'm going to clear a chair for him. This is all live on air. The producers are running around like crazy heads. We got technicians wearing black because that's their world. They got keys are jangling. You take a seat there, Forbes. It's so lovely to hear you and see you. Do you mind sitting in and watching this session?
Absolutely fine.
Oh, what a good man he is. Hello. We've got Forbes from Audio Beach who, to be honest, I think he cut and run from his last session because he wasn't going to be here till 6. So someone has just pushed him out and shoved him in a taxi. That's the way we roll. Did you get the limo that we sent? Did you get good?
Did.
You see, that's what hospitality.
Oh, a limo.
Oh yes, sorry, Mike. Well, you know, you seemed to pitch up and you seemed happy enough, so we didn't want to mention the fact that Forbes gets a limo. Okay,
fair enough.
Is that okay?
Enough. That's okay.
When you become Forbes, you'll get a limo.
Good. I'll remember that.
Seriously,
thank you.
Man alive. Honestly, the stars on the couch today. So yes, we've got Mike Garrett from Rise of the Ziggurat. Mike, listen, do you want to crack in with a track and then we'll have a chat about all things 2020? Would that be good?
Yeah.
What are you going to play live for us?
I'm going to attempt to play a song called The Betrayal of Hobbs.
If it sounds half as good as in Warm Up, it'll see just beautiful.
Should be all right if I can get my hand to warm up, yeah. Please don't scold me with that tone. This reaction's overblown. don't want you to be just a little bit sorry. I want back to how it used to be. A blind reflection in the mirror satisfies, then comes undone. I can't help hate the fact that you lost it all. Most of all, I hate what I've become. And our ties end today. Shattered hearts and fractured minds. We just need a little more time. I knew from the beginning that things were wrong. This was not where I belong. And our ties, hungry eyes, count for nothing in this life. Ties end today. It rains hard this time of year. I would like to think that the air's now clear. I wanna be prepared for moving on. Just wish I could tell you that you were wrong.
What's going on? That is beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. We've got a couple of star-studded listeners. We've got, well, I say that, of course, we've got Lewis McHale listening.
Legend.
I know he's a legend, but he knows that as well. Lewis, hello, my friend. It says, big love to Mike of the Ziggurat and Pete, all the way from Spain. So much sexiness for me to handle. Is that why you've moved to Spain? Because you just can't handle us. He says, P.S., I'm listening to you guys, and listening to you guys makes me miss Brighton so much. I will return soon. Mike, am I right in thinking he only went this week, didn't he?
He's not been there long.
He hasn't been there long, has
no,
he?
No, I don't think so.
And to be honest, seeing him on Facebook with an assorted crowd of just rather colourful folk, I don't think he's having such a bad time, do you?
He did look like he was having a very good time.
God, that guy. If he's not, he puts on a brave face.
Yeah. He's always having a good time, isn't he?
Lewis McHale lives in happy land. And and I just want to be a little part of it. That is all. Just a tiny little smudge. We've got Mike here from Rise of the Ziggurat. Now, how does that translate when you, because you said you're trying to put a band together, mm-hmm. and I mean that is such a stripped down sound to my ears. How does it change when you've got a band going on?
Well, eventually, there'll be lots of other instruments going on as well.
Oh,
so
okay.
There'll be synths, there'll be drums, drum machines, bass things. It could be lots of different things, really.
Technical stuff.
That's what
stuff.
We're working on, yeah, yeah.
All technical, yeah. No, I'm following you so far.
Yeah.
Bass things, synth things, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of machines and
the
things.
The Thing family will be on stage.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ideally.
Which sounds good. Have you got a gig lined up?
No.
So this is a kind of a 2020
project
that you're just you're
yeah yeah I'm gonna well I'm just gonna start doing whatever. So if I can play acoustic, I'll play acoustic. If I can turn up at a gig and play my iPod with some drums on it,
yes,
and then if I can turn up at a gig with a drummer and another guitarist and a bassist, then I'll do that as well.
Have you got folks in mind or lined up or that you've been working with musically?
Yeah, I've been working with lots of different people separately, and then eventually it'll come together.
Is there anyone that you want to mention?
Well, yeah, Lou on vocals,
yes.
My mate Dave on bass, my brother Dave might be doing some keys as well.
Brother Dave.
Because, yeah, why not?
If you've got a brother that can play keys.
Well.
Although, having said that.
Not particularly.
Brothers
but we're
in bands,
there.
Is that a good idea?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely, yeah. Because we'll just hang out drink.
Okay.
So, that's fine.
So long as there's none of that, you know, stuff.
No.
Okay.
No way.
Okay. I can't think of a situation where it's gone well, but that's fine.
Maybe
musically.
That extra tension will, just
bit of tension.
Elevate everything.
Keep it going. Yeah, keep you on your seat. So Brother Dave, he might be in there. By the way, guys, if you know Mike, do text us 07909 547336. Always love to hear from you. We bumped into each other last time, I reckon, was in the Backbeat Bar and Basement.
Yeah, definitely.
Was it either the semis or one of the heats of the Battle of the Bands?
I think it was a semi.
I think it was a semi,
so,
too.
Yeah.
You were propping that bar up very, very, if I could say, accomplishedly.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, of course.
Not really a word, but, you know. What did you make of that? It was a loud blast, wasn't it?
It was good fun. I'd never been there before, so it was nice to actually see the venue in full swing.
You and me both. It was a new experience. I don't think it's been there that long. That's probably the reason.
Yeah.
But we're doing an acoustic Battle of the Bands coming up, actually. So anyone listening who wants to get involved, you do so. There's a link on the Pete Jones Show page, actually, all about that. And I highly recommend getting your names on the list. It was fun, wasn't it? It's different to an open mic.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yeah.
a buzz. Also, you get 15 minutes, but you get hoiked off with a sort of sheep's hook.
A big hook thing, yeah.
Yeah, and then you get slammed down. But it was a great event, actually. The bands involved did brilliantly. What about you? Because I know you're into open mics.
Mm-hmm.
What are your favourite ones in town?
My own open mic, of course.
I see what I did there.
Yeah. Anything to do with Paul McKeown is always good. I'm running one at...
What's that word you're saying?
Paul McKeown. He's always good.
So, yes.
Yeah. So he does like Medusa, although I haven't actually been for a while. So.
Okay.
But it's very good. He used to do the Druid's Head in town. That was always a good one.
Yeah.
As far as new ones go, yeah, I do one at the Brighton Sports and Social Club.
And where's that?
That is down on Lewis Road.
I thought it might be. Your hood, basically.
It used to be the Labour Club. And it's kind of a members club, but they're trying to get more things going on and more people in to actually enjoy the events and things that they run there.
That already, I'm thinking, cheap beer.
It is cheaper, yes.
I'm
not sure about the Guinness.
So I love those clubs because they're there's a few. There's one in Southwick and it's called a sports club.
Yep.
And the only sports I've seen in, I think they've got darts and snooker. But that's sport.
Yeah, that's a good venue out there, though.
I've seen Dirty Weekend playing live there, and mm-hmm. got in, and between us, there was four of us, and so there was about four rounds going on until we were getting, and each time someone got around, it got cheaper.
Oh,
that's my kind of place.
That's very good, yeah.
You know, with or without a porky scratch, you know what I mean? So, would you like to play another track for us?
Yeah, because we just talked to Lewis, I'm going to play one called Let's Get You Well. Lewis put some harmonica on this track, on the recorded version. And I think we're going to do a double A-side on vinyl this year, a charity single as well. But,
Lewis, this
one's
for you, my friend.
We've been planning that for about 2 years, so, you know, we'll see.
And hello, Spain, by the way.
Hello, Spain.
Take another shot at me, I haven't given up. Spent too much time cautiously, and now my ties are cut. Feels just like yesterday, we went our separate ways. No matter how much time has passed, you'll never cease to amaze. Give a cheer for conquest, cause I know that you have tried. Give a tear for moving on, cause time time's not on our side. Take us into paradise, longest long ago. Make it common knowledge, 'cause what they know we should know. There's forces at work which I can't forgive. Paving the way on a bigger tier. Reach out to us and ask for help. Let's just get you well. This crowd is getting bigger, but I'm the only one here. The little thing I thought I said been dwelling on for years. It's easier to lie awake and recount past mistakes. Largely insignificant, but enough to work the brakes. I may say that I'm fine, but we both know that that's a lie. Every time we hug it out could be our last goodbye. We were not designed to work ourselves down to the bone. Despite the will of your support, I still feel alone. There's forces at work which I can't forgive. Paving the way on a bigger tier. To us and ask for help. Let's just get you well. Maybe now the tides have turned, I'll start to let you in. But it has been so long for me, I don't know where to begin. So much time in stasis that I have become quite numb. To fear the end is all that's left, and that has now begun. Remember there are others who will be there for you too. And they might be struggling, there's more than just a few. People who know what it is to practice a fake smile. Though it isn't easy, I assure you life's worthwhile. Sunny days in paradise. Looking back into pretty eyes. Facing your fears and pulling through.
Here from Rise of the Ziggurat, playing live for us here on the Pete Jones Show on Radio Reverb. Mike, that is a great sound. That is fab. We've got Lewis in constant communication now. He's on a street. He's on a go. He says, next time I can play harmonica over the phone for you, Mike. You see?
If we could sort. Yeah, brilliant.
No one plays harmonica as good as he, I tell you. He's a dab hand. He says, and the double A side is happening. You better believe it. So there you go. Now, listen, after you had a pretty quiet year last year, fair to say?
Yes.
Was that deliberate? You just sort of took five and stepped back?
A bit of both. A bit of a conscious decision. And also, ever since, you know, Richard Ward retired from putting on gigs.
Where is Richard Ward? I know, overhead wires. What happened to him?
He's a legend, yeah.
He's a legend, but he disappeared. He evaporated.
Yeah, no, he's working. He's doing different things now, and that's totally cool.
Would you say hi to the lovely Richard? Because I just was brilliant working with him.
He was awesome. Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely top bloke, yeah.
And I loved his label and his gigs and everything. He was great, and he put in so much work.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
And also supported the what's missing, and what he latched onto was supporting the under-16s. Because back in the day, we could go into anything. We could go and see anything live. Didn't matter how old you were. And then these pesky laws came in that said if they're selling booze, you can't come in unless you're 18 or something ridiculous. So he put on these shows down in the Old Brunswick for, I can't remember what it's called. It had a lovely title for it, Sunday Afternoons. Two or three acts at a time, all under, definitely under 18, some of them under 16. And just a great way to sort of cut your teeth as a young artist, I thought.
And that was all Richard Ward. Like that, great.
Awesome. So good. Love him. So now 2020 is here. You've obviously, I say obviously, but you've got new material.
Yeah.
So you've been writing prolific.
Yeah, loads of good stuff.
Is this the point of 2020 to get that down? Mm-hmm. Work with lovely people like Lewis and other guys you mentioned. Get an album out.
In theory, that would be ideal.
That was a statement.
It might not all come out at once, though, because I'm pretty skint all the time. I might have to kind of just release bits and pieces as we go, and then at the end have the album ready to go.
Or win various competitions that we might have floating around.
Could try that.
We have Forbes Coleman in the house, and he is from Audio Beach. Now, Forbes has been very busy today, so he hasn't heard some of the class act jingles that have been going on.
Tremendous jingles
in his name, but he will hear them, and when he hears them, he'll wonder who did those. Luckily, you had nothing to do with them, so you are going to be fine in his eyes. but you know, we're going to chat after this with Forbes, and he's going to hopefully we're going to have a little chat about various things that Audio Beach are launching, and there might be some scope in there, you know, for so keep your ears flapping. Would you do that? Even with those headphones on?
Yes.
Flap ears.
Sorry, yeah, you caught me mid sip of water.
Are you sure that's water, sir? Really? That bottle's fooling nobody. would you like to play another track for us? We've got Mike Garrett from Rise of the Ziggurat here. We'd love to hear from you. What have you got to play?
This is an old one. It's called Right Hand Man.
Beautiful stuff.
Cool. Well, I might just correct that tuning issue, though.
Well, I was going to point that out, but...
Yeah. I think I was trying to be like... professional and tune while I was chatting to you, but it didn't really work.
You don't
out
have to
well.
Fool anybody around here.
No.
To be honest, apart from Forbes, you are the only other professional in the room, so that is fine. You don't need to prove it. That is a damn given. You haven't got any gigs coming up as such yet, but you're always on the lookout, aren't you?
Yeah. If anyone would like to offer some gigs, the stuff that's going to be this year, it's going to be more kind of rocky, a bit more synthy, a bit heavier than the previous stuff. So if anyone's looking to put anything on like that, that'd be great.
Guys, get in touch, please. You heard it. What are you going to play?
Right Hand Man.
Right Hand Man.
This is nothing like what I've just described.
Your right hand man takes his liberty, doesn't give a damn. Your right hand man, was this part of your master plan? Your master plan. Just an empty shell with the ghosts of a living hell. But what's done is done. They moved on and we have been outrun. We have been outgunned. I can't believe no one's listening to me. I do not think I am still sane. We seem to be in some Mickey Mouse club. Saloon doors will show us the way. Everything is crumbling and legacies fall. Rome wasn't built in a day. Look out for those that helped you to the top. Don't let them all fade away. Apart the corpse, then he splits for land. Now he's on his way. We should have drawn a line down in the sand, escaped his hand.
Awesome. Gorgeous.
Thanks,
Mike,
man.
From Rise of the Ziggurat. Playing beautifully live for us here. According to Lewis, this is his last text.
Oh.
I don't believe a word of it. He says, but Let's Get You Well is Mike's best track, and I can honestly say that was a fine performance too. And that's before he heard the last one.
Oh, well, cheers, Lewis. It's nice to hear you.
Thanks, Lewis, for that. Always good. Before we go, you've got one more track, I know. Tell me about this podcast, because encroaching on certain turf and doing it well.
I'm not specifically encroaching on this turf.
Very well.
Because
what have you been doing?
Okay, so I'm doing a podcast of like local music.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously inspired by some top Brighton DJ.
I do the same thing as well.
Oh, but
forget about these top people. I do that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but mine focuses on the music of the noughties or the 2000s.
Interesting.
So all the kind of bands that were playing then when I was playing a bit more in bands and coming up through the ranks and all that kind of stuff.
So name some.
Turncoat.
Okay.
Citizen Above Suspicion.
Wow.
Best Left Dead. Naked Ape, Varial. There's loads.
There are loads. I've got boxes of them.
That's the thing. It was kind of so much good stuff that will just be forgotten about. So it's nice to
good
to
man
be able to,
you. And are you in touch with any of these people, or are they long gone?
I get in touch with at least a band member of most of the acts that I can, just because I like to get the permission to put the track on, ideally.
Oh, I've never done ideally. That. permission. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Okay, fine. That sounds. And how do we get hold of this podcast? It sounds brilliant.
Search for the badly titled Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast.
So Sounds of the Ziggurat.
Sounds from the Ziggurat.
Sounds from the Ziggurat better name than The Pete Jones Show. Let's be honest. It's got a certain damn good ring about it. and where do we search? Is it on?
On all the usual podcast clients.
Okay.
Or you can go to Audio Boom.
Yes.
And search for it in there, but I can't remember the actual
Doesn't
web
matter.
Address.
That sounds brilliant, Mike.
Yeah,
absolutely fantastic. And how often do you get to do that?
I'm doing it just as and when, really. It started off coming out every couple of... I've only done about 10 or so episodes, so it started off coming out every couple of weeks, and then it took a bit longer to put things together.
Does it? Yeah. Oh, I need to learn from that. No, this show is weeks in making. Seriously, oh, man. Everything we say, this included, is scripted. It's ridiculous. And then we have to, you know, there's editors and there's producers. Look through the glass. Look at those guys.
Well, three weeks of rehearsals just for this, wasn't it? So, you know.
We have worked. Did you... I didn't get to do Christmas because of this show.
I know. I had to cancel everything.
Everything got cancelled. But it's worth it because it sounds so off the cuff. It's unbelievable.
That's rehearsals.
That's when you know you're good.
Well,
you know, when it sounds like it's just spontaneous. would you like to go out with a blast? What have you got?
Well, it won't be a blast. It'll be another kind of calming, depressing one called Enough is Enough.
Nothing is calm and nothing is depressing from the lovely stable that is Rise of the Ziggurat. By the way, before you do that, we've got the lovely Ben Noble listening, saying, tuned in and loving it. And a symbol like that.
Awesome.
Is that like a... If that was a shadow, that'd be like rabbits. Anyway, it's a cool symbol. Tell us what this is called again.
Enough is Enough.
I would say so.
And if there is nothing, why pull her heartstrings? Taken for granted, comfort we've planted, forced out, forced in, lead to believe in, avoid another walk alone. Snowflakes on fire, mismatched desires, perfect positions, regretful decisions, forced out, forced in, begin to believe in, sparks fly with words I can't forget. it starts to take away the pieces left from yesterday. On higher grounds, I lost at sea, the tragic loss of history. To figure out that things can change and life seem harder to arrange, to understand what it went wrong before the lies begin, and everything's completely gone. Completely gone. Completely gone. Completely gone. Out for good reasons, changes in seasons still analyze her. She's still none the wiser. No doubt we can win or make a fresh start on everything. Your gods can fall and speak for me no more.
Mike, so much, sounding absolutely brilliant. Can you tell us just quickly how the best place that we should go to find out all things Rise of the Ziggurat and you?
I can. Riseoftheziggurat.co.uk, which will take you to the Bandcamp website with all the EPs and things on. And feel free to send me a message if you want any CDs, if you do that kind of thing, because I have a lot and I need to make some space.
Folks, he needs to shift this stuff. Do you see what I'm saying? He's got to probably move flat in a couple of weeks and he's got a lot of CDs going on. So could you help him out, please? What was that address again?
Riseoftheziggurat.co.uk. If the invoice hasn't bounced and it still works.
Fair enough. There's also a link from the Pete Jones Show Facebook page to Mike's page. Mike Garrett and Rise of the Ziggurat. So there's no way you cannot find this guy. He is a talent, a tour de force. 2020 is his year. Please, will you let us know all things that are happening?
Most definitely.
Including once you've got stuff out of the studio in whatever form. Mm-hmm. And if it's like a promo or it's just a demo, send it along and we'll just say this is a new demo. It doesn't matter.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Don't wait for that final perfect thing, better to people hear stuff, creativity in action, I always think.
Sounds good to me.
And then we'll be the judge. let us judge. Mike, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You've been an absolute trooper, and just so much love and luck to you.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
Radio Reverb's coming.